Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, a Pittsburgh Steelers podcast made by fans like you, for fans like you. Now, here's your host, Joe Kuzma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Steel City Underground podcast. I am your host, Joe Kuzma, and today we're going to preview the Week 14 matchup as the Pittsburgh Steelers, the 7-5 Pittsburgh Steelers on a hot streak, winning three of their last games in a row, travel up to Buffalo, where it's expected to get 1 to 3 inches of snow, a 90% chance of precipitation when I checked the forecast on weather.com. I don't actually think it's weatherchannel.com. They got it cornered. They got weather.com cornered. It's kind of like having pizza.com. Wish I was the genius who owned all these .com names and sold them off. But alas, that's a discussion for, well, a completely different show other than talking Steelers, right? 7-5 Pittsburgh Steelers against the 6-6 Buffalo Bills, who now are looking way outside the postseason picture. They cannot win their division. They cannot tie up even the fifth seed. They would have to be a sixth seed wild card. This is a must win at home for a Buffalo Bills team who may be without one of their best players in defensive tackle, Kyle Williams, who looks like he could be out for Sunday's game. That would be huge for the Steelers. The Bills defense, the best against the run. Bills offense, the best running offense. The Bills pass defense is suspect, somewhere in the middle. I'll get you the exact numbers here in a second. And the Bills passing offense, horrible, worst in the league. So you've got Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, who likes to run the football. And we're going to see how the Steelers are going to match up against that, because they have their own injuries they're dealing with. We have the official Steelers site using an old designation of doubtful for Javon Hargrave. And from all indications, it appears the media, different media guys like, who was I just looking at? Jacob Klinger or Mark Cabali or any of the guys that are out there. Ed Bouchette, all these guys are great. If you don't follow them, the beat writers, the guys that are even closer to the action than we are. However, sometimes they're not permitted to say some of the same things that we can get away with saying. We're not quite at that level where we're not threatened by Steelers PR or anything like that yet. And Steelers PR has treated us very well, so I won't say they necessarily do that, but I was looking at some exchange. And the reason I bring all that up, I saw some exchange on Twitter just a little bit ago that was talking about how everyone bows to the Steelers and they worship the ground that they walk on and they don't criticize. And well, look, folks, when we were on this four-game losing streak, you had a hurt Ben Roethlisberger. You played two of the best teams in the NFL currently, in the New England Patriots and the Dallas Cowboys. You gave them a run for their money at home, even without Ben, with Landry Jones, of all people, the guy that is hated in Pittsburgh for whatever reason. And we stood by Mike Tomlin. We defended Mike Tomlin. Yes, there was a bad loss on the road with Miami. Still a hurt Ben Roethlisberger in that game. And a recovering, but still probably banged up, or at least in the back of his head, banged up Ben Roethlisberger against the Baltimore Ravens. We said, hold on, guys. This season's not over. There's still a lot of football left to play. And now we're here at that lot of football left to play. Now they're starting to get a little bit less of football left to play. And the Steelers have to go knock two out on the road before they get two more at home to close out this season. Four more games left. The fourth quarter of the NFL, the 2016 NFL season. And it looks like this may be the biggest test left. It's a 500 football team. They're not necessarily very good. They just come off getting pretty much pasted by the Oakland Raiders in their last game, the Buffalo Bills, that is. And the Buffalo, they run against Oakland. It's like, it was 38-24, actually. And in this game, Tyrod Taylor has a 55.8 passer rating. He throws a pick. He only goes 18-35, 191 yards. Basically, their entire offense runs entirely through LeSean McCoy, who ran for 130, caught seven passes for 61, does not get the goal line work. That goes to Mike Chalisi, the backup running back, the goal line type guy, the guy that vultures everything. Tyrod Taylor ran for a TD. But it's not like the Steelers can't stop mobile quarterbacks. Dak Prescott didn't do a whole lot, nor did Alex Smith. Those guys can move around. And really, Ryan Tannehill, he got free in that game, but it wasn't like he used his legs to run in the football in the way that Tyrod Taylor does. So Steelers are going to be looking at the top rushing team in the NFL. And if you talk to, as I was trying to get to with the injury report, Javon Hargrave still in the concussion protocol, more than likely will not play. Dan McCullers is going to step up in this game. We are also seeing that LT Walton, who had been getting some more snaps here and there ever since Cam Hayward went on the shelf, went on IR. We're going to see some combination of these guys. And again, it's the next man up. Ricardo Matthews figures into this. Everybody's talking about McCullers, but Ricardo Matthews was out there on Sunday, and he even got a sack. He was part of that Eli Manning sack party at the end when they sent five. They brought the house. I absolutely love that. But we're seeing two of the special team specialists, maybe even three. You've got Darius Heyward-Bey once again out with his foot. Shamarco Thomas is in the concussion protocol. Always something new for Shamarco Thomas. So both of the Gunners, not looking good. Those guys are already out. We know there's been some special teams type of situations with the Steelers that we've been talking about. And, of course, Chris Boswell still dealing with the abdomen. He is expected to be a game-time decision. Still have Randy Bullock, who scored 10 points, 3 field goals, and an extra point in that big win over the Giants. He's still with the team, and he may be kicking on Sunday. Going to be kicking in, man, who knows what this weather's going to be like. We're all calling for a snow day. And Ben said in his press conference that, you know what, that sounds like fun to me. Something along those lines. It sounded like fun to me, too. I wanted to go to this game. I mentioned this in my bold predictions piece that's up on SteelCityUnderground.com. And I said, you know what, I really wanted to go, but just thinking about it's about a 3.5-hour trip for me. And I have been all along that loop from Niagara Falls and Buffalo and Rochester and Erie, Pennsylvania, Ashtabula, Ohio, anywhere, even Cleveland. Cleveland was miserable that game in November. It was cold. It was cold right before Thanksgiving. So the Steelers have gotten the cold. They've gotten that maybe out of their system. They're playing in the cold now. That shouldn't come as a major shock. But as far as somebody like me, I love to travel and stick with my team thick and thin. But on the other hand, I also value staying alive, and I don't feel like driving in the snow. But one of my buddies, one of the writers here at Steel City Underground, will have you cover Jim Ricalto. You'll want to follow Jim, and we'll be retweeting him throughout the game if you follow us over on social media and Twitter. We're always doing the live tweeting on social media, on Twitter. I guess you can't live tweet on Facebook. But Terry's always taking care of that, and I always chime in with any injury updates and score updates, and we all have a good time and keep you guys informed. So if you haven't been following that, you can follow that throughout the game. Twitter will always, always, always keep you up to date, maybe even faster than what you can get off the TV or on the radio. Of course, we provide all this. Have a lot of fun and just try and make it more fun for everyone who follows us. So appreciate all of you who do follow us on Twitter, by the way, now 5,900 plus strong. So getting back to the Bills, the weather, I don't know what kind of an impact this will have on this game. We've seen the Steelers have been a mixed bag against these NFC East teams. They had that real bad botch down in Miami. And there was a real hot weather, real extreme. You had an injured player. If this team just stays healthy and doesn't lose anyone else in this game, I think it can handle the Buffalo Bills. I actually went out on a limb and made a prediction that the Steelers will put up 30 or better. And I'm saying this knowing that in the last four games, they've put up 30, 24, 28, 24. And I felt that in those games, too, that they've left some points on the table. I don't think they're going to leave them on the table come Sunday. I think even though the Bills have been stopping the run game, I don't think they know what to do with a Lev Bell. I don't think they have faced a guy that's the caliber of a Le'Veon Bell all season. I mean, you take a look and see what some of the other teams have done against the Bills throughout the year. They've lost to the Ravens. They've lost to the Jets. They've given up some decent run yards in some of those games. Really, the outlier in all of this is when you take a look at some of the teams that they played, like the Seahawks that only ran for 33, or the Patriots only ran for 72 on them, and then 90 in another game, and the Cardinals, 88. And while the Ravens haven't had a run game all year, 83 specifically in the beginning of the year, they still had Justin Forsett, who's now on his third team with the Denver Broncos. So I don't think, especially since they don't have Kyle Williams, now they still have Marcell Dareus, and they still have I'm trying to look for their sack leader. Yeah, Lorenzo Alexander. He has 10 sacks on the season, but he hasn't had one in the last three games. I think people have keyed on him. We're going to see how this all shakes out because, you know, we're always thinking this is Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan has always brought his best when facing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if you remember last year, we were having a chuckle about this, where the Permane Brothers sandwiches were sent up to Buffalo, and there were some thank yous exchanged for helping the Steelers get in to the playoffs by the Bills defeating their division rival New York Jets in the final game of the 2015 regular season. That helped the Steelers secure that final spot and make the trip over to Cincinnati and win a playoff game. And then, you know what? They're a fumble away from the AFC Championship. And they sent Permane Brothers sandwiches, Permane Brothers did, up to Buffalo as a thank you for that victory. Well, there's not going to be any thank yous on either side of the ball here, because if the Bills win this game, it could really hamper the Steelers' odds and chances of getting in this thing, too. Their path appears to be through the AFC North, because it looks like for sure the Raiders or the Chiefs, now with the same record, one of them's going to win the AFC West and one of them's going to end up a wild card. You still have the Dolphins, who have a tiebreaker over the Steelers. I imagine the Dolphins are going to fall out of this competition at some point. You got to really be worried about the Denver Broncos, and the Bills are still in this thing. So the Steelers control their own destiny, provided that they beat the Bills on Sunday. They take care of business on the road. Always easier said than done. The last time we were talking about road games and we were talking about streaks and whatnot, we were talking about whether the Dolphins game was a trap game. I don't know if anyone feels that this is a trap game. I think we're feeling pretty confident. A lot of people feel that Big Ben isn't the same QB he is at home as he is on the road. Well, that also would hold true of Big Ben in the latter part of the season, particularly December, and in fourth quarters. He has been absolutely tremendous in fourth quarters of football games. He's been great in December, as has Mike Tomlin-led teams throughout the coach's entire, now in his 10th season with the Pittsburgh Steelers. One win away from 100, by the way. We were talking about that on the last show with Josh. So, going to be interesting to see. I'm going to throw out a few more bold predictions before I get into the other meat of this. I think that the Steelers can keep the Bills from sacking them, especially if Kyle Williams is out of this game. Bills are creative on defense. I think it's a little unrealistic, but the reason I lean towards this is I look at the Browns game and I look at how little Ben threw the ball. He threw it some, I guess he threw it some, but there was no real big risks in the Browns game. Very little risks even in the Colts game, even though he threw it down the field quite a bit. He didn't have that many attempts. I think the Steelers are going to lean heavily on Bell. They got this. They got the running game. They got all these packages, and they got the two tight ends. They get three tight ends jumbo package. Chris Hubbard, he could be out there. Speaking of which, Ramon Foster with a chest injury, also going to be a game-time decision. More than likely going to be B.J. Finney, who stepped up in his place earlier this year and got one of the highest grades from Pro Football Focus, if you subscribe to that type of deal. Sometimes those grades are good, sometimes they're bad. You know what? They're allowed to have their opinion. I'm allowed to have mine. B.J. Finney, excellent fill-in. Like I said, the continuity there, hopefully it's good, because you know what? Ramon Foster, don't forget this, guys. Ramon Foster is the guy who gives the silent count signal. When they're on the road, there's going to be noise. But this is Buffalo. It's not far from Pittsburgh. I was talking about the trip myself, and if no one else is deterred by snow and ice and the Christmas holiday season, financial-wise, I think Buffalo is going to be rocking some terrible towels. What do you think about a 60-40 split, a 50-50 split? It could be very much like, there could be noise at home for the Bills. It would be like a road environment for them as well. I think it's going to cut into it, but still, Ramon Foster is always the guy sitting there at guard, giving the right guard, that is, giving the silent snap count type signal to Marquise Pouncey to allow him to know when to snap the ball. But Finney did very good in that role before, and there's no reason to feel that he won't once again. He had a little bit more of an issue when he came in for Pouncey at center, and their rhythm and timing was a little off. It doesn't always seem apropos that this type of stuff happens. That happened against the Ravens, of course. So provided there isn't any major setbacks like that, you're going to see Chris Hubbard out there as maybe part of that jumbo package. David Johnson, Rosie Nix, all these guys are getting rotated in. There's so many different looks, and Ladarius Green tearing it up. A lot of people think he already hit his ceiling. He's not going to get any better than that. Hey, if he provides like 5-6 catches, I don't even care. Give me 60 yards. Give me 4-5 catches, 60, 80 yards, maybe a touchdown here or there. Those are Heath Miller numbers. I think Green maybe a little bit. He's in that category, maybe better, because they're obviously, they have packages ready for him. They had these installed thinking he was going to be ready for this season much earlier than he had been because he was on the PUP list. So we're going to see how Green's going to be utilized. And I think the tight ends are in for a big day, including Jesse James. I think these guys are going to go, they're going to run roughshod on this Buffalo defense. Buffalo defense, I think, also got, Ronald Darby back. Let me look at this again on the, yeah, I think he came off of the report. He was previously in the concussion protocol as well. Some other injuries I should mention, too. D'Angelo Williams is questionable for this game, and that could help a ground-and-pound attack. On the other side of things, Sammy Watkins is supposed to be good to go. Robert Woods, also with a knee injury as well. The Bills really don't have anybody outside of Watkins, and I was thinking, when I say that Ben goes unsacked in this game, it's because the Steelers, especially if they get D'Angelo back in there, I think they're going to be running the ball a little bit more, and there's going to be less risk of Ben just dropping back and being in a position to get sacked, number one. Number two, Tyrod Taylor is going to go down more times. I think he's been sacked 33, 34 times this season. And since he's a running quarterback, more apropos to maybe get caught behind the line. So they may get like one of those technical type sacks, even if it's only like a 1 yard type deal or whatever. So statistics wise, I think the Steelers get after the quarterback. I don't think they turn the ball over on offense. I think Le'Veon will protect the ball. He'll be wary of it. He kept dropping it, but I think it actually took him to lose one to really pay attention to it. Cause you dismiss it. And Terry was the one that pointed that out before last week's game that he had to protect the ball, almost bit us in the butt. And then, of course, Ben's interception, he had been solid. He hadn't thrown one in 2-3 games, and he gets one that was actually a very good pass to Eli Rogers, and I believe it was Eli Apple that snagged that like right out of Rogers' hands. I mean, it was a tremendous defensive play. Wasn't a bad pass whatsoever. So Ben is still accurate. He's accurate downfield. We'll see how weather factors into all of this as far as my predictions. But I think the Steelers score 30. I think Bell has a big game. I think he's going to go for maybe about around 150 around that. We'll give or take 10 yards, 140, 160 all-purpose. They place him all over the field. This is going to be a big chess match with how they line this up. Hopefully the Steelers don't get too conservative on the road. Like I said, this is going to be like you're a home away from home in Buffalo. There's going to be a lot of Steelers fans there. I think the tight ends end up having a big game. Now, looking at this, who do the Steelers have to stop? Well, they just have to stop the run game, basically. I think the secondary's in line for they've been good. They've been improved, vastly improved. Artie Burns has been good. Sean Davis has been good. Mike Mitchell's been good. Ross Cockrell's been good. So Sammy Watkins is going to be back. I think Tyrod Taylor, they're going to try and take some shots if they can. But this is the 32nd ranked pass offense in the NFL. Now, on defense, the Steelers are scoring the seventh most points in the NFL, and believe it or not, the 12th most. They're only giving up the seventh most, and the Bills are giving up the 17th most while actually scoring the ninth most. They've scored 15 more points than the Steelers have, which almost seems wrong, but if you remember, they had that abysmal game with Philadelphia, and there's been a couple close encounters here and there, too. So it's going to be interesting. They're pretty close in the giveaway, takeaway categories as well. The Steelers are a +4. And the Bills are fifth in the league with a +6, so they've had two more takeaways. both of these teams are opportunists, so we're going to find out what goes on here. James Harrison, he's going to be on the field a lot. He leads the Steelers with 5 sacks. He's been a force as of late. Kind of hard to, bet against even the 38-year-old. So I'm wondering, is it a trap game? I don't think so. I think, like I said, home away from home. Even though the Bills have actually scored more points than the Steelers on offense, they've given up more on defense. I don't think the Bills' offense is very explosive. I think Vegas has this as an over-under of 47. I wouldn't be surprised if that gets hit right on the dot. I think we need the offense to not get penalized, not make any mistakes. They don't get penalized. They don't make any mental errors. They were running just fine against the Giants. A couple penalties, an easy drop here or there. I think they could keep that going. I think it comes down to which Bills team actually shows up. Because, I mean, the Steelers, they come in against the Giants, okay? And the Giants had not given up a 100-yard rusher all season, and Lev Bell did that. So I don't want to say that the Bills have this great run defense and then they're not going to give anything up. We did see Steelers on the road have their struggles with the Ravens, but again, it's a hurt Ben Roethlisberger. I think they were leaning on Lev Bell a little too much. We're going to see how the weather plays into this. We saw how ugly the games were in the rain earlier this year against the Bengals, and then they just kind of blew it open. Not as bad conditions, but still wet conditions against the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to see which players are going to be able to step up here. We don't know about Chris Boswell. We don't know about Ramon Foster. We're pretty sure Javon Hargrave is out, which is a sad loss, but likely Kyle Williams. The only guy we didn't talk about in this whole thing is Ronald Ocean. If you don't know who that is, at first Antonio Brown was asking to be called Ronald. He said his last name's Ocean. I have no idea what any of that means, but Ronnie Ocean, I hope you have a big game. We certainly need it. I'm looking for the Steelers to put up more than 30 and come away with another victory here. The top-rated red zone defense, among the best in the league when it comes to points allowed. Some of that skewed by the Browns and Colts. Actually, they did pretty darn good against the Giants, too. They gave a gift with that Bell fumble inside the red zone. And then, of course, the garbage time prevent defense stuff to give up another TD. I think the Steelers' defense is for real. We're going to find out this Sunday what they can do against the mobile running back and a multiple threat running back in the Buffalo Bills on the road. Hey, this is the opportunity. You got the Ravens going up to New England. And you know what? That's always going to be that's always a tough game. The Ravens always play them tough. And they've beaten the Patriots in those situations before, too. So we're going to see. We actually find ourselves in a position where we have to root for the Patriots. Steelers take care of business. They control their own destiny. Hopefully the Ravens drop one and the Steelers end up on top of the AFC North before they end up finishing this season, final 3 games all against AFC North opponents where they could just run roughshod, hopefully, over the rest of the division. Until next time, folks, be safe, be good, and I will catch you later.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.